Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 8:03 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with The Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We're about to get into your calls for the wake-up call about Mike's top five viral videos, 404-726-0929. You can also give me some hosting tips for the cookout that Grant and I are having at Macaulay Manor. Feel free to suggest a few things. 404-726-0929. Remember, if you're calling in for top five, though, this is the one thing you have to remember. You have to take one of the videos off.
You gotta remove one.
You can't just add.
Yeah.
It's top five.
Yeah. You can remind us of ones that, you know, you didn't think that I thought about, which is okay as well. But, you know, look, just make sure you come correct if you're coming for the top five. And I'm sure we'll get calls about, you know, Austin Riley playing left field or whatever it may be.
Yeah, that was a dumb comment.
Mike, can you run down your top five viral videos real quick?
Yes, I can. Look, I started off, and I gave honorable mentions to Scarlett Takes a Tumble, which I don't think either one of y'all had seen, mm-hmm. and Charlie Bit Me. I started number five by going Melissa Sander, the Fox Five reporter at Chateau Lawn, falling out of the grape stomping. Then we went with the double rainbow, Mr. Paul Vasquez at number four. Kai the Hitchhiker coming in at number three as he smashed some guy that was losing his mind.
Yeah.
Leprechaun and Mobile. That's just a masterpiece by Brian Johnson, the field reporter down there in for WPMI at number two. And then Mikey and Jay down finding the baby whale out in Boston Harbor.
We got to call the aquarium or something, dude.
It's just like that video, and everybody has ones like these. Gets me every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time. But their excitement just keeps escalating. And then a minute in the video, they keep changing who they're going to call and what kind of animal it is. And they never do correctly identify it. They're just it's a baby whale, Jay. I love it.
Well, two guys from Boston. I mean, you expect, you know, they're not. It's just kind of, but it's hilarious. I remember that. That video is old, though.
They're all those videos that I just had are old. Yeah. They're all definitely.
Yeah, that Fox 5 one wasn't even in HD, so it was definitely old.
I mean, all of them are pretty aged at this point, but that's why they're notorious, and I think they've aged well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's so fun. I mean, YouTube's such a great thing, because you can just keep going back to them mm-hmm. As much as you want. Did you guys expect anything on the list that I did not have?
There is one video. I mean, Charlie Bit Me. I'm on the same page as your wife with that one. I think that one should have been there. I've never seen the Boston one. I do hear the pure joy in their voices, so I don't necessarily think that's a bad pick. But there's a video. I think it came from America's Funniest Home Videos first, and then it landed on the internet.
Wow. Okay.
It's a little girl in the middle of a Christmas concert, and she sees the boy next to her sneeze, and he's just got this booger
hanging.
And she just like cannot figure out like, what do I do? What do I do? And lose it. I will cry, and it will take me 15 minutes to reset.
Looking it up right now.
Because when something gets me, I am done for quite a bit. But I feel like I can just relate to that little girl. Like, I wouldn't know what to do either in that moment when you see a booger just
hanging. Just dangling from that guy's face.
Bo, what about you?
I don't know. This is really hard for me because I cannot just remember viral videos like you guys are off the top of my head. Like, I'm really stumped on this. When I see them, I remember them, but I don't just think of, you know, the random stuff. I think I've been tainted by, like, the GIF world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I just can't think of the viral videos like y'all. Like, I was sitting here trying to think about stuff, and I was like, have I missed out on, like, you know, longer viral videos?
Probably not. Probably not. I do have a couple of tweets. Our buddy BJ says, Antoine Dodson. I don't remember what that one is.
They're going to find you.
He
ended up performing.
Oh, I do know who that is.
And
yes,
they put him on the BET Awards to sing the song they made from his news interview.
Yes. And they also had the Sweet Georgia Brown news interview, which is absolute. Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. I got, like, what should I say? I think I got I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. Yeah. Those two alone came with songs.
Very good.
Amazing picks there.
Very good. Buddy Donaldson weighing in saying Leroy Jenkins, which was one that was probably viral when I was in college as well. That's a pretty good one of him, you know, everybody nerding out over a video game and some guy just destroying it after like 10 hours of everybody trying to get to a certain point. Guns up, let's do this. So those are all pretty good ones. Also, the guy who swallowed the Tevin is on Twitter saying the guy that swallowed the fly. Do y'all remember that newscaster that swallowed the fly?
And
he goes from being really properly sounding like this to fly. And then Terry, get out of there, Terry. Get out of there, Terry. That's a good viral video as well. So let's head out to phone lines, Dylon, and let's talk to who we got here first. Trayvon from Decatur. Trayvon, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Good morning, team.
What's going on, man?
Miss Allie Mack.
Morning.
With Billy.
Yo.
And Mike.
Yeah, let's go.
Wow, that's amazing. It's the old Nickelodeon theme song.
What's going on, man?
What's up with you? Dylan, I didn't forget you as well.
Hey, man. Hey, he's back there living the dream. He gave you a salute.
Hey, Mike, I'm on board with Miss Allie Mack and the missus on Charlie Bit Me.
Yeah.
You got to have that in there. I watch that video like 10, 15 times every time I see it.
It's one of the OGs. It's one of the OGs.
And then I don't know if y'all remember the Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife.
Yeah.
Dodson.
Antoine Dodson.
Yeah.
Those are both pretty good ones, man. Pretty good ones. Appreciate you weighing in. Trayvon, hey, let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go over to Harrison over in Woodstock. Harrison, what's going on, man? You're on the morning shift.
Yeah, hey, guys. Bo, nice to meet you up at Cancun on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We had a celebrity sighting at Cancun. Nice work.
Yeah, he came over and spoke. You bounced quick, though, man. You could have hung out for a minute.
It's still Mike's Mafia. Don't worry.
I'm glad you bounced quick.
Let's go. I just made my day.
But one that I think that you could add to the list, it's actually kind of local. It's over in Augusta, Georgia. It's called The Angry Reporter. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's this reporter, and he's talking all proper, you know. Now let's take you out to Augusta High where the death happened, and then a bug flies in his mouth.
Yes, dude.
He says, get me out of this country ass town. That's all that's funny, man. I'll see you guys.
Appreciate it, man. That's a great call. That's an absolutely great call. Hey, Dylan, let's go over to talk to Adam. Adam over in Marietta. Adam, what's going on, man? Good morning. You're on the morning shift.
Morning, fellas. Morning, ladies.
Morning.
I'm going to take off the leprechaun one.
Okay.
And since this is sports talk radio, I have to put on Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a good one. That is a very good one.
It's so cringe that it's just absolutely hilarious.
I had not even thought about that, Adam.
And
that is
boom goes
a
dynamite.
Yeah, I can't. Well, and thank you for the call, Adam. Appreciate you weighing in. I can't take off the leprechaun one, though.
No. It's so good.
And leprechaun was close to being at number one for me. I'm just going to be real. That video carries so much weight.
Say yeah.
But, if, you know, the boom goes the dynamite. If you wanted to slide on the back with the grape stomping or something like that, I guess I could have that conversation. Let's go right back to the phone lines, Dylon. Let's go back out to Xavier in Riverdale. Xavier, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Damn, Liv, what's going on?
Living the dream.
Man, cool and headed to work. Look, I was going to do Antoine Dodson, and then Buddy called in, and he stole my glory. But I had a couple of them. Does anybody remember back in the day? This one wasn't in 4K either, but it was Booker T doing an interview.
Yes.
And I think he was getting ready to fight Hulk Hogan. And he made a mistake and said the chocolate word that vanilla people can't say. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He caught himself, and they almost broke character. But I look at that all the time.
The
best. And
such
one more.
One.
I got some homework for you. Look up. It's like step on his foot or step on his toe. It was an older dude on a train, and it was real crowded. And somebody stepped on his foot, and he turned into like Denzel or something. It was hilarious. But y'all got to look up step on his foot or step on his toe. And when you see it, y'all are going to absolutely cry. I promise.
I love it, man.
The good thing about the Booker T one is as soon as he says it, like he like kind of starts looking around, and he kind of like. Does a shoulder shrug and Sensational Sherry Like she's kind of yes. like almost consoling yes. him.
There's a couple of them from back then.
Because she kind of knows like what is going on, dude. That's one. That's a very funny one.
There's one of it was Macho Man and somebody else. I can't remember who it was. Where Macho Man starts off the whole interview by facing straight away from the camera, and I think the title of the video is like how many drugs was this guy on at this point. And he starts off the interview not even looking at the camera. Then he turns around and you can just see he's got those like teeth glasses on. Oh man, some of those interviews back in the quote unquote locker room, back in the early days of WCW, insanely good.
You want some incoherent rambling? Go to the when the Ultimate Warrior came. He got fired from WWF. He's gone for a while. Yeah. WWE, whatever you want to call it. And he comes back to WCW. He comes back to wrestling. Comes to WCW as the Warrior.
Yeah.
And he's standing there, and that's some of the most incoherent, just rambling.
Just rambling.
Like, what? Like, it's just a bunch of garbage, nonsense words that he all put together, and you're just like, what the hell? I don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah. Let's get to one more phone call. Let's go out to Brandon over in Athens. Brandon, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are y'all?
Living the dream.
Oh, love the dream. Yeah. Hey, the one I would take off is the double rainbow. And if you've never seen Bees on the Porch, it is hilarious.
Bees
it's a couple
on the
dudes,
porch.
South Georgia, they're roommates, and they get a beehive up in a tree above their house. And the news reporter is doing her absolute best to not break face on it. And even at the end of it, she just has to give way. But it is yeah. hilarious. You will watch it over and over again. Yeah. And hey, Mike's Mafia.
I knew it was coming, baby. Appreciate
Mike
the phone call.
Mr. Yo was like, how is the plain woman, Tiffany Gomez, not on there? Like, he is not, that Mother Blinker is not real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
believe
yeah.
me if you want.
Like, and she's
but
turned.
But I know.
I think she's pretty much turned that into, like, a career.
Yeah. Hawk Tua the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got any tweets, Allie?
Yeah, JV tweeted, and he also brought up the guy arguing whether Glenda from The Wizard of Oz is a princess or a witch. She came down from a bubble, dude.
You're going to tell me I'm wrong?
Yeah, I'm wrong.
The Wicked Witch of the East. That guy, everybody knows that guy. Everybody knows that guy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It just argues, like, just animated, just up here with it.
Real quick, just on the Hawk Tua girl, Haley Welch, she's kind of had to go into hiding it because she started her own Bitcoin,
yep.
And it massively, massively failed, like almost to the point where it was given
it was
like
a scam.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Can we just blame that on the people that bought a Haley
yeah.
Welch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I don't think that's necessarily – I don't think it's Haley Welch was trying to scam people. I think she got involved with the wrong people and, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
here, but I do gotta agree with Mike. If you're dumb enough to buy,
like, I don't know why she's in hiding. Like who
gives money to a girl that's famous for saying the Hawk Tua just spit on that thing? Like really? Like you're gonna give money to that person? That good? Then you deserve
not
what
a
you,
good idea. Man.
You deserve what you get. And by the way,
dang.
If you're gonna talk about people, Mike, say Abe's name. Like, don't say we all know the animated person that argues. Just
oh,
say,
yeah, yeah. No,
say
no, no.
It's Abe Gordon.
I was thinking of one of my buddies from college, but yes, Abe gets a little animated as well.
Well, keep those viral videos coming our way. We are thoroughly enjoying them, as you can tell, at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter. And coming up, guys, somehow we have to get down to the top running
impossible.
Back that the Falcons will face. You have to figure it out. That is next on Sports Radio 929 The Game. And?
Y'all, yeah.
Mango tear? Put in reverse, tear?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're listening to The Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. And all morning, Bo and Mike have been trying to figure out who they can hand the title to for best running back on an opposing team. I'm not sure we got any further the last time we brought it up. We're trying to get down to the top four. Where did we land on that?
Yeah, I think we've come together on three of them. And it's tough. And I think the both Bo and I would agree that number one on the list, if healthy, is Christian McCaffrey. I don't think there's any doubt. I think there's a larger conversation to be had in the NFL of who is the best running back when they're all healthy. You know, is it Saquon at this point? Is it still Derrick Henry?
Well, it's going to be Bijan Robinson after this year. I think he takes the step.
I don't think you're far off on that at all. And I think he's top five as it is. And I would not be shocked if in year three he absolutely hits the next level.
We're going to look back at the eighth overall pick from 2023 and say, was it right? Was it wrong? Who, you know, like, should have been Jalen Carr, should have been Bijan Robinson. And I think that you're going to say it worked out for both teams. Because I don't think Jalen Carter would be the guy here like he was. I think he needed to get away. I think he needed to be around guys. I think he needed to have guys develop him in certain ways that he needed that help. And I think that Falcons fans are going to be like, you know, it's kind of like, it's going to go back to the Bijan. You remember how J.J. Watt and Julio were talked about?
Yeah.
It's going to be that way. Oh, we could have had J.J. Watt later in what, you know, and we could have not had to trade up as far. But then in the day, you're going to go, yeah, but Julio was great. Julio was a Hall of Famer. And I think that's what the Bijan Robinson. I don't know if Jalen Carter will be a Hall of Famer. I just don't know the trajectory. Right now, he's definitely playing towards it. But I think in the end of the day, you're going to say that about Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, and I'll be interested to see Bijan because, and we've talked about it before, when you talk about running backs and you talk about Bijan Robinson, he is still young. But we just went through a list where I never thought we would have a list. And as we're breaking it down, we're talking about, what, five running backs that are north of 30? You know, there's just so many of these guys on this list that it feels like they just continue to stick around and continue to do big things. And the list is about the opponents of the Atlanta Falcons, not even about the NFL. And you have to include Derrick Henry in that list when you get – I mean, he's 31 years old. So the trajectory of running backs, I think, is slowly starting to change. And when you're as explosive as Bijan is and you understand the game like he seems to, you know, you think about, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 more years where he can be a big factor.
Well, let's talk about it like this real quick before we do – you know, kind of take it down and get to the final list. We were arguing, and I'm like, well, you can't have that guy on. You can't leave off Aaron Jones. He had 1,500 all-purpose yards and 7 touchdowns. But Bijan had more. You can't leave off James Cook. Now, he had more touchdowns than Bijan, but you know he only had 3 more touchdowns than Bijan Robinson. Like, but Bijan had way more yards.
Yeah.
You can't leave off Kyren Williams, you know, 1 more touchdown, but way less all-purpose. Like, Bijan has got better numbers than everybody on this list that we're going through to compare him to, like, to say these are the best running backs. Bijan's better than every single one of them.
Yeah.
He had better numbers than every single one of these guys on our list last year. That's a little bit like.
You think we take him for granted in the city?
Hell yeah, we do.
You think we do?
Oh yeah.
All the conversation, and rightfully so. All the conversation since he's been here is surrounded the quarterback position.
And the fact that the need has been one thing for so long, and everyone was salivating for Jalen Carter, and you didn't take him. And you took Bijan. That it was you were disappointed in the pick, so you've automatically taken everything he's done since he's been here to me and granted. Now, I don't think everybody's taking it for granted, but I think as a fan base as a whole, if you were going to lump everyone in, I think, yeah, we've taken him for granted.
Yeah, I don't think you're far off on that. And there just seems to be this, like, let's call them top 5 running backs, and it seems like everybody after that, for the next 20, you can have arguments for or against, and that's why this list is so tough. And again, I'm talking about there's top 5 running backs in the NFL. And like I said, I think it's Bijan's in that list. I think Christian McCaffrey's in that list. I think that Saquon's in that list. Derrick Henry's in that list. But I think once you get past that, you start talking about, well, this guy's good, had an injury. This guy's good, the offensive line's not great. This guy's had good years, didn't last year. This guy's not what he once was. This guy's 31. This guy, you know, and I've said a lot about Devon Achain today. I mean, he didn't even rush for 1,000 yards last year. You know what I mean? Like, he's been one of those guys that – look, you know, showed flashes, and I think he's a home run hitter, and I think he's a star in the making, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You also look at a guy like Breece Hall, and you wonder what even is the offense that he's been playing in. You know what I mean?
And
nobody really even knows.
And look at his rookie year when he tore his, I mean, he was like on a record, not only say record breaking, but an extremely good pace when he tears his ACL.
Yeah, he's still very young. All right. I want to say he's 24.
We both agree it's Christian.
Yeah.
Then we both agree that Bucky Irvin's got to be on there. Whether he's two or four, it doesn't matter. He's on there, right? Let's just get to the four.
Yeah. Is that because it's so hits so close to home in terms of what you feel like he can do against our team?
I think he's versatile.
Do you have his stats from last year in front of you?
Yeah, he rushed for 1,100 yards. 207 carries for 1,122 yards with 8 touchdowns. He had 47 catches for 392 yards. And that was, remember, he came on. He was not the starter to start the season. And so he only had 8. He didn't have a receiving touchdown. But those are pretty good numbers. I think
those are great numbers.
I think he lost like 4 fumbles, so which should play into a little bit of that. One of them was, well, I think, pretty sure one of them was when we went down there and Jesse rips the ball out of his arms. I think that was him. That was either him or Rashad White. They ripped the, remember Jesse?
Yeah.
Rips the, it was the second. I think it was the second possession or their first possession. We score that first touchdown to Pitts on that.
Yeah, I would, how do those numbers contrast to Bijan's rookie year? I'm trying to figure that one out because that's what I'm weighing in my head is like, obviously, you know, Bijan's going in year three, and I know what his stats were last year when you're talking about, you know, what, I don't know, 1,800 all-purpose yards, 1,900 all-purpose yards. And I'm thinking of Bucky Irving in those terms. Now, like you said, Bucky Irving grew into the role of starter last year, and I think that almost plays into me having more – and fear, and I know that you guys are there. They ain't scared of nobody. I'm not saying that. I'm just in terms of how they can break open a game against the Atlanta Falcons. I think that when I look at Bucky Irving is more of a threat to me just simply because, like you said, it's a three-headed running game. But if it's just him, he's terrifying.
So Bijan had 214 carries for 976 yards and 4 touchdowns his rookie year.
Right.
He also had 58 catches for 487 yards and another 4 touchdowns. So they both had 8 touchdowns. Bijan had a better year receiving, and Bucky Irvin had a better year rushing. But you could make the case that Bucky played behind in a better offense his rookie year than Bijan did his, because you had Desmond Ridder as the quarterback. And a couple other guys.
That's probably true, but I will say this. If you remember 2 years ago, Tampa's had the worst running game in the NFL. Like they 2 years ago, Tampa had the worst running game in the NFL. They were Cody Mauch, when he was a rookie, the kid out of North Dakota State, was awful.
Yeah, but I think Bucky Irvin didn't go through that. I mean,
but I know, but I think he was part of the turnaround, so I'm giving him credit for that.
I think he's part of it. I also think Cody Mauch getting so much better.
I agree.
I think Liam Cohen kind of making an emphasis on running the football.
Yes.
So I'm not holding that against Bijan. I think they both came to a situation where they had other guys. So Bucky, Cook, Christian.
Yeah.
Chuba or Kyren Williams? Or is there somebody else that you want on there? That you want to throw in there, that mix? Because
Oh, man, they all have ups and downs. I would say that – I think that Breece Hall and Jonathan Taylor for me and James Conner are all kind of on the same plane. I think Kyren Williams actually, though, the way that he's going to be utilized – and you talked about it a minute ago. You talk about the power run game that really just – you say the run game complements the passing game out there. Stafford's able to do so many different things. They have weapons outside. But when you look at Sean McVay and the way he's able to utilize this offense and put people in the right places, Kyren Williams to me is probably that next-level guy. He'd probably round out my top four there.
I agree, and that's exactly the point I was going to say. Probably would have said it a little bit differently, mainly because we talk differently, but the fact that when you play LA, if you don't shut down Kyren Williams, then you're done. You will have a tough time beating them, because if he gets going, it opens up everything else. Everything up. Sean McVay's whole playbook is going to be wide open.
That's a Falcons home game. Is that a primetime game? I want to say that's a primetime game because I know that that's homecoming for Sean McVay, right? Matthew Stafford.
It's a Monday night game.
There you go, man. Let's go. See, this is what I'm talking about, Allie. I'm already sweating the armpits. Let's go, baby.
But see, that's the thing that nobody even thinks about. That was, and that's what Zach knows. That was one of the questions Zach was asked when he came
here.
Good
point. It's a really good point.
So, and guess who else knows?
You're up to bat, Zach. We're looking at you.
Rye knows it too.
Looking at you.
Rye knows it. Rye knows that Kyron Williams can go off.
Well, and this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to debating our opponents for this Falcons season, because we're going to start with, we're going to go for our QB, best, toughest place to play, toughest opponents. Bo and Mike are going to be debating these things every day on the show. But coming up next, we're all super excited to head down to Echo Park Speedway. So we have a special Life of Squid.
We will catch up with the vice president and I believe the general manager. He's got so many titles, it doesn't even matter. He's kind
of
like
mayor of the Echo Chamber.
Brandon Hutchinson, who has told me that I have basically free reign over the racetrack. You too, Mike. Mm. We can do whatever we want. Echo Park Speedway.
Not a good idea.
Is ours. Next, Morning Show Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Owl Inn Lager will be flowing this weekend at Echo Park Speedway, along with the Baron Burton's W Sauce, because we are going to be cooking some stuff starting Thursday night. I think we're going to smoke something, Mike. Mm.
Grills rolling, speakers bumping, just
beer flowing.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, brown whiskey sipping.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
You know what?
Sorry, Allie. I don't mean to grunt.
All good. Go for it.
Very special Life of Squid, because this guest that we're going to have here is going to be making his way around the campgrounds. He'll probably stop by the mobile Casa de Squid, thanks to our friends
the
at
mobile
Campers
Kia
Inn. and mobile Kia Studios as well. Brandon Hutchinson, the executive vice president and general manager of newly branded Echo Park Speedway. Brandon, I'm going to start right off the top. How long and will I be allowed to speak at the driver's
here
meeting
we go.
I attend that
here we go.
On Saturday night?
Hey, man, once you get the mic, it's all yours, right? So take all the time you need, Bo.
Listen, man, that's the last thing you need to say to this
man. I mean, I'm just going to address all the drivers.
He lives his daily life like that, Brandon.
That's the friendly guest on your show answer. The real answer is I think it's just we're announcing your name or something, and we move right on. I don't think you actually get to talk, Bo.
It's if they announce his name, I'm going to be jealous.
Brandon, what if I just start, when I hear my name, I just start talking? You think that they'll just, like, escort me out?
Thanks for having me so much.
That's right. Your voice would fade as they took you out the door.
That's too good, man. We're so stoked to get down there this weekend, Hutch. I want to listen. Let me just go ahead and throw this out there. I have come up with a nickname, the Echo Chamber. All right, and I asked Ryan Blaney about it. He's on board. I've asked a bunch of people. They love the nickname, the Echo Chamber. I'm willing to sign over the copyright to you guys if you want to make T-shirts. I just want lifetime passes in the VIP suite and maybe one of those condos out in Turn 4. Can we arrange that?
So a condo in Turn 4 and lifetime passes. God, you guys are all over it today. But, listen. I like it. I like the Echo Chamber. I've been listening to you these last couple of weeks as we're gearing up for the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, and I like it, man. I like it.
There it is. Me speaking at driver's meeting doesn't sound so far-fetched anymore, does it, Brandon?
yeah, there you go.
Hey, Brandon.
Allie, save me.
I know. I'm going to get to a serious question here, something I truly need to know about, because I've been down to races a few times at Echo Park Speedway, but those have been more like I go for the race and I go home. This time around, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. This is the first time I am in the whole weekend with these two.
Boom.
For first-time goers for the full weekend like myself, what would be your advice?
With those two? that's a loaded question, Allie. No, I tell you, the best thing that fans can do is download the mobile app, get the know before you go messages so that you know exactly what you might need to have the best possible day at Echo Park Speedway. But once you get here, I can promise you, we've got 650 miles of the best racing in NASCAR, but when cars aren't on track, Allie, you've got a chance to ride your bike on the track. You've got a chance to drive your car on the high banks. We've got three different concerts. We've got fireworks shows, mechanical bulls, a foam party. We've got sea lions. We've got canine stars. We make sure that when cars aren't on track, the fans that choose to come to Echo Park Speedway have something to do throughout the entire weekend.
I love that.
Executive Vice President and General Manager of Echo Park Speedway, Brandon Hutchinson, joining us previewing the Quaker Steak 400 available at Walmart. You know, Brandon, I have an opportunity to be on a car. One of the Legends cars drivers, a big fan of Squid Nation, and he's reached out. And, you know, what do you think about Squid Nation racing?
I will sponsor his biggest rival and put a Mafia sticker on that Legends car on Thursday night. I will do it.
There you go. You could ambush the sponsorship. Listen, half of the drivers in the field on Friday and Saturday night at some point or another have cut their teeth on the Thunder Ring here at Echo Park Speedway. So I don't know how much exposure you're going to get, but you might just be sponsoring one of the future stars of NASCAR. So I say go for it, man. Yeah. It'll be a big time. They're racing on Thursday night. So it's week five of Thursday Thunder. It happens to fall during race week. So we're going to keep going. We're going to be racing Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
There you go. At the newly dubbed Echo Park Speedway. I do want to ask you about that too, Brandon, because not only we were down there, a month ago, not only did you guys rename the Speedway Echo Park Speedway in that partnership with Echo Park Automotive, but you did unveil a couple of new trophies for the race coming up this weekend. Tell us about what the driver is going to be taking home, because I think I was front and center for this, man. It's pretty cool.
So the three of you surely know that drivers want to get to victory lane so that they can punch that ticket to the playoffs. So going home with a normal trophy should be good enough. But our friends at Echo Park Automotive raised the ante just a little bit, if you will. They are going to give away a Street Glide Special, one of 26 made from Sturgis, South Dakota, Harley-Davidson. The thing is beautiful. I can't believe it. It's amazing. They're going to give away the trailer to tow the bike, and they're going to give away a truck so that you can pull the trailer that's towing the bike. So I tell you, we have the coolest trophies in NASCAR now to go along with the best racing in NASCAR. So I really couldn't believe it. It started off as just the Harley, and I was a little taken back at that because, you know, that thing's got to be $50,000, $60,000, right? It's a special custom-built, 26 in the world. And then for them to throw in the trailer and the truck, I was a little bit dumbfounded. But it's going to be pretty cool to see somebody get to victory lane. And don't forget, this is the first race of the in-season challenge, too. So 32 drivers are going to be pitted against each other, leaving Echo Park Speedway. 16 will be going home, and they're racing for $1 million over 5 weeks. So there's a lot of storylines going into this weekend for sure.
Yeah, Brandon, a chance to make the Sweet 16 after this weekend. I got a real race question. What do you expect? Because if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time you guys have raced in heat like this since the reconfiguration. I know that the February races are normally pretty chilly, but it's a heat wave hitting the state right now. It's going to be in the 90s. So with the track kind of breaking itself in and aging every time we're here, and now with the heat, how do you expect the racing to be? Because it might be a little bit slicker out there.
Yeah, as luck would have it, summer got here last week, right? It's gonna be a little bit warm this weekend, but it's under the lights, so it's gonna be cooling off. It's gonna be great for the fans. Hopefully, a lot of your listeners will come out and join us. But it's a great question. You know, the track is no doubt a handling racetrack as it relates to super speedway. So it already gives the drivers and crews a little bit more to scratch their head about than your normal super speedway. You put that in the middle of summer, so it's going to be hot. It's going to be slick as they start. So there's going to be a lot of trying to figure out what the racetrack is going to do over the first hour of the race. And then the sun's going to set and the temperatures are going to cool off a little bit. And so the cars are going to stabilize a little bit, and they'll try to figure it out. But it's going to be hot. It's going to be slick. This high bank speedway is going to be fast. So as we've seen since 2022, no matter what the track's doing, these are the best drivers in the world, right? So they're going to come out and put on a big show for the fans, and we've got the best show in NASCAR.
Yeah, Brandon, before we let you go, I was going to let you highlight this a little bit. It is the first night race since the reconfiguration at Atlanta Motor Speedway. I've been begging and clamoring for a Saturday night race. I'm sorry, at Echo Park Speedway, and it's one of those things I'm so excited about. How does that change your weekend? As a guy who is literally all over the place with your hair on fire all week, how does that change your weekend at Echo Park Speedway, being able to bounce around?
Well, if the weather cooperates, it lets me know I'm going to be home on Sunday. So that's always a good thing. But no, you know, Saturday night, middle of summer, kids are out of school. You don't have to worry about trying to rush home Sunday after the race so you can be at work on Monday morning. You can partake as much as you want. You guys are going to be grilling out and having a big time. You can do as much of that as you want. You can stay overnight. You can wake up. You can mosey home when you want. So it changes the dynamic of everything for us. It changes the dynamic of everything for our fans. And I can tell you, we're going to have more people here than we've had here in a couple of decades. The fans are excited about Saturday night racing at Echo Park Speedway, and we're going to give them a big show. So we hope, again, a lot of your listeners are planning to come out and join us. And it's going to be fun whether they're here or not. We're going to have a big time.
Yeah. Brandon, real quick, tell them how they can go and get tickets for the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart.
Kids are absolutely free on Friday. Kids are only $10 on Saturday. So families, there's a great price point for all of you. We've got great price points for all groups. You can go to EchoParkSpeedway.com, check out a price point that works well for you and your group. Coming out and see us. It's going to be a big time at Echo Park Speedway for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart this weekend in your backyard.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Can't wait to see you down there at the track Thursday.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate all y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Did he say sea lions?
Yes, he did. In the midway out there. You know, midway is one of those things, Allie, that have kind of been lost on time as far as NASCAR races, but it's making a comeback. It used to be always like, you know, the pre-race show and like drivers signing autographs and all that. It kind of went away for a little bit, especially, you know, obviously for COVID reasons.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the midways I've been to have been insane. And yes, the first time we were there in February, they had a sea lion show. And pretty interesting, man. Absolutely incredible. Yeah. That'll be just a blip on the radar as far as all the things we have in tune for this weekend, but nonetheless.
Yeah, well, tonight we got Strider on the bump. He's up there. He's hoping to get his third straight really good start. He's been phenomenal. He's got like 21 strikeouts in his last 12 innings and only two walks compared to it was like almost flipped around earlier. And he's given up one or two runs in that span. One run in that span.
Doing a sound of a race car. Do you think he feels more pressure now with Sale being on the IL? Do you think he should?
No, I don't think I don't think he thinks like that. I don't think he goes out to that mound. And Allie probably a little bit more because she talks to Grant so much about that kind of that interaction in the media, but Strider has put immense amount of pressure on him since he's come back to be the guy he was before. And it almost sounded like it was a ticking time bomb after every bad outing. You know, it just sounded like almost he needed somebody to kind of give him some positive energy. And now he's had two straight. So I think
he had a get right game.
Well, he had two of them. But for me, what I'm trying to say is that he's already put that on himself. So Chris Sale being there or not being there, I don't think it adds any pressure to his plate and his own mind more than he's already doing it himself.
I feel like he would implode if he added that pressure on of Chris Sale being on the IL, because he's already, like Bo mentioned, put so much pressure on himself, and you see it on his face when things aren't going well.
Yeah, and it's a fair point, because when you know, in Bo's initial reaction to the question, I was like, you know, this is not a guy that's not trying to put pressure on himself to win for the team. But when you say it that way and you talk about the immense pressure he's already putting on himself and how he's gritting his teeth after every hit he gives up, I think you're right. I think that maybe he just approaches every single start like that. And I'm excited to see him get back on the bump, man. The questions after the Colorado game where it's like, oh, well, he's, you know, Grant Holmes had 15 Ks against Colorado. It is what it is. And then he follows it up. This is the this is the one. We talked about mid-June. Like, this is where it's kind of coming to fruition here.
Last night was one of the first times I've seen Spencer Schwellenbach show emotion on the mound negatively. When he walked, it's not Lindor. Maybe this was Lindor. Whoever was in front of Soto, when he walked in and put him on, and then Soto, but when he walked, because he got to 3-2, and he just didn't make a good pitch, didn't locate, and he was visibly frustrated, and then Soto hits that home run, makes it 3-2.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've seen Schwellenbach show a little bit of, visible emotion.
I agree with you, and there was some pushback on the socials last night about Snit taking him out after, 89 pitches? Like, his pitch count was really low, and I was like, yeah, man, that's true. But he also, to your point, I thought that he looked like it was like, hey, let's get him out before he goes even further.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before it kind of implodes anymore. Like, I was fine with him coming out at 89 pitches.
We've got to stop nitpicking every single decision by the manager.
Snitpicking. That's what it's called.
It's because the one with – because, like I said, I saw people complain that he took Sale out when he did in the complete game bid. And then I saw the same people complaining that he was out there after they found out that he broke his rib. So, or two ribs, apparently. We just got to stop. You know, that Snit handled it right. Because Iglesias, I don't think was bad. I think he got a little bit paper cut, which is what happened to Elder the other day. And then, you know, Dylan Lee, he said, this is what Dylans do.
Well, hopefully we get to see the Mets fans walk out before the game is over one more time. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us, for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thank you for being here today. You've got the guy who said something has gone terribly wrong if Bo is his boss.
I would have said my life has taken a horrendous turn.
Steak. Sandra, they're in the building. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Sorry about your life, Steak, but stay cool, Atlanta.
I would have said my life has taken a horrendous turn.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.